Time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune, rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. And Robert Levine is joining us from Roswell, Georgia. Robert, welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be with you.
Oh, great to have you. Robert, do you have a musical background?
Well, maybe about 11 and a half years of piano instruction with some fairly eminent teachers. I was very fortunate, without having the ambition originally of being a pianist, to have these teachers as mentors, really.
Well, that's great. So it sounds like music is a big part of your life then, and I'm sure that playing the piano had an effect on the way you listened to music, too.
Without a doubt.
Well, you're about to listen to Bruce Adolph play the piano for you. He has a piano puzzler. Your job will be to guess the tune that's hidden in here and also the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. You ready for your piano puzzler?
Ready as ever.
Okay, here we go. Was evocative.
Mm. Bravo.
Oh, thanks.
So, Robert, what do you think? Any first reactions there?
Johannes Brahms.
Yes, you're absolutely right. That was quick.
Johannes Brahms.
This might be a short show today, Fred.
Well, I'm a Brahms aficionado.
Ah, how perfect. Then that's great.
Was there anything in particular that made you think this is the style of Johannes Brahms?
Just the general progression of keys and figuration.
Mm-hmm. Bruce, was there anything particular that you were borrowing from the style of Brahms?
No, in this case, it's stylistic. There are many stylistic things. It was not like some of them based on a particular piece. Of course, the harmonies are very Brahmsian, and there are a lot of what musicians call augmented sixth chords opening out, or like this, opening out in a resolution that was very prominent and popular at the time of Brahms and Schumann. Also, the use of the piano register, and most of it's quite deep, and the big leaps in the bass. Those are also very Brahmsian.
Well, so, Robert, you got the composer instantly. What about the tune?
It reminds me of something by Leonard Bernstein.
It is by Leonard Bernstein.
I keep wanting to say to myself, gotta sing, gotta dance.
That's not the right title, but you got it. It is by Leonard Bernstein, the tune, so you might be in the right ballpark. Do you know what it's from? It's from one of his shows.
West Side Story.
It is West Side Story.
I wish I could say that I can identify the song, but I know it's definitely Leonard Bernstein.
I have to say that this is a rare moment in piano posters that someone has named the composer of the tune, which I think is great. I would count that as an absolute win without even knowing the tune. That's extraordinary. So, Fred, do you know what the tune is? I'm wondering.
Well, you'll notice I'm sitting here very quietly.
You're not totally sure.
I can see that moment in the movie, in the film.
Oh, you can? Well,
I'm
who do you see? Which character?
I'm seeing a guy.
It is a guy. Oh, you know the tune, Fred. And
I know the tune, too.
Yeah, this is killing me.
You both know the tune. Something's coming to you soon, I hope.
Yeah, right.
Maybe I should say the name of the tune at this point, because the name of the tune is, in the US, they know it out there, it's Something's Coming. Could be, who knows, it's only just out of reach, down the block on a beach under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due. Coming to me.
Just like the name of the tune.
Yeah, right.
Something's coming.
It's a title I don't think anybody thinks about.
That great song of anticipation, which I will never forget now. Well, Robert Levine, you got right to the heart of the piano puzzler part of this. You got the composer instantly. The first words out of your mouth after Bruce stopped playing it the first time through were Johannes Brahms.
And then you got the other composer.
Yeah, even got the composer of the other tune. So, Robert Levine, well done.
Thank you both very much. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Robert, what's your public radio station?
WABE.
WABE in Atlanta. Robert Levine from Roswell, Georgia, thank you so much for playing our piano puzzler this week.
The pleasure has been mine. Thank you.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.
American Public Media.